Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is one of the great small business attorneys of all time. He's a contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine, author of all the eBay books that you need to know about, eBay Marketing Bible, the eBay Business Answer Book, etc., etc. Also, his new book, Crowdfunding, the Crowdfunding Handbook, which is absolutely cutting-edge, groundbreaking publication that you need to know about, the Crowdfunding Handbook, and he's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Hey, great. It's good to be back, Jim. It's
good to have you back, as always. Hey, so we're hard by to the end of the year. You got some tax planning advice for us?
Yeah, absolutely. And the first piece of advice I'm going to give is kind of contrary to a lot of the stuff you're reading about in the papers these days, which is don't worry about what the Trump administration is going to do next year, because nobody knows what the Trump administration is going to do next year.
That's right.
That's the stuff I'm reading is all over the place, and a lot of people are worrying, well, gee, you know, should I plan for this? Should I plan for that? The bottom line is you really can't plan for 2017.
Remember how much trouble the Clinton folks got into and the media got into trying to second-guess Donald Trump.
Right.
Don't go down that rabbit hole, folks.
No, there is not. Yeah, there is one thing you have to know, but I'll talk about it a little bit later. But right now I'm telling people, when you plan for this year, just worry about the current law, the way the law is today. Don't worry about the way the law is going to be next year or the year after, because nobody knows what the heck is going to happen. We have some ideas, but things could go 90 degrees in a real hurry.
Well, for one thing... You're about to end a tax year. Nothing's going to change there, and so you got to take some steps to get to which we're going to talk about right now that has nothing to do with Mr. Trump. Next year, if he changes anything, you'll have time to adjust to it.
That's exactly right. That's right. So let's talk about some of the basics, and this has not changed in years. There are two basic rules of year-end tax planning, and they've always been the same. Try to get as many deductions as you can into December of this year, and try to put off as much income as you can until January of next year. Those are the two fundamental rules of year-end tax planning. I love this time of year, Jim, and not because of the holidays. I enjoy this time of year because a lot of clients call me and saying, Cliff, I need you to do something for me, like March or April of next year. I don't need you to do it right away, but can I pay you now?
Right.
Will you send me a bill? I love this.
I used to have sponsors who would call me in the fourth quarter, and they had the money for me next year now, but they weren't sure they weren't positive about next year, and they'd pay me a year in advance.
Yeah.
You better be able to manage your cash when they do that.
Well, exactly. Well, that's the thing. You know, of course, being a lawyer, I have an escrow account, and that's where it goes. But you're exactly right. People are actually willing to pay you for work that you're not going to do for a while. Now, of course, you got to remember that they paid you. You know, if someone just and by the way, always call if you're going to do this to a lawyer or an accountant. Always call them and tell them you're going to be doing this, because if I just get a check from somebody I don't know at the holidays, I assume it's a gift.
Right.
You know, I assume it's a gift unless I don't know any better. I don't think it's been a prepayment.
Somebody gave me $100,000. Wasn't that nice?
Don't you get that mail all the time?
All the time. Oh, yeah.
You don't care so sex. But seriously, this is a great way to do it. You know, plan on deductions. You know, call your professionals. If you can get a legitimate deduction by year end for something that's not going to happen until next year, do it now. And likewise, if you can afford it, hold off sending out your bills until January 1st. If you did work for somebody this month, and it's a fairly sizable amount of money, consider sending out your bills after the first of the year. And especially this year, there's a very good chance. Now, I said we're not going to predict, but there's a very good chance that the Trump administration is going to lower the effective tax rate on small business income.
So income you push into next year.
Yeah.
Of course, that, of course, what you have to remember, what you have to remember is this is going to be a tussle in the in Congress. So it might, he might get it done, but it might not be in next year.
It's not guaranteed. There is nothing guaranteed, but there is a chance that if you put off income into next year, it might be taxed at a much lower rate, depending on what Congress does. And even if it doesn't, you don't have to worry about paying the taxes until April of 2018.
Right.
You know, so even if it doesn't, it's a good thing to do.
Right. Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Cliff. I got to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about some, more about some tax year-end tax planning. Also, some year-end legal, a year-end legal checklist with our good friend Cliff Inico. And that's coming up right after this break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. You better make it soon before you break my heart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.